Churches adapt to life under fire in the Middle East. Oppression sparks a creative solution for a ministry in India. And another tribe, another New Testament. Progress moves forward. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Thousands of Lebanese civilians took flight during the brief respite in the fighting over the weekend. Bible Pathway Ministries has partnered with the Baptist Seminary and School in Lebanon, providing them with resources in Arabic. Spokeswoman Karen Hawkins says they're now in the position to take in many who could be called former enemies.
It's a very difficult situation because taking in as many as 450 extra people is really a taxing situation. But they are providing them with something to eat, letting them sleep on the classroom floors. They have some limited medical care and counseling.
She says the group of believers ask themselves a hard question.
Are we going to run and hide and try to protect ourselves? Or are we going to be Christ's example and be his hands and feet right now and minister to people?
And then responded with their answer.
As the churches in the area are also taking in refugees, they're coming together for prayer meetings every day. The refugees then are seeing Christ at work.
We turn next to China, where more than 20 people were injured when police tried to break up a protest by several thousand Christians. They were protesting the demolition of a church in the Zhejiang province. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra reports that the degree of religious freedom varies by province, but
in the past few months, there has been just a tremendous increase of persecution against Christians in China in various provinces.
Open Doors works mainly with house churches in the countryside, and while they face the most persecution, Dykstra says
the Spirit is moving tremendously in China. The growth of Christianity is just tremendous, and sometimes it's in spite of the persecution, and sometimes it's because of persecution. But we know that the Lord is continuing to bless the Chinese Christians. So we pray that they will stand strong in their faith against imprisonment, against harassment, and the closing down of house churches.
Pray that God's word will continue to go out in China. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says because of the high illiteracy rate among the poor in India, the doors are wide open to their work. However, a push toward a Hindu national state over the last 5 years has complicated their opportunities.
The Hindu militants look at anything that is free as an attempt to convert people. And so that's a very delicate balance that our ministry partners have to tackle. And a lot of the frontline work is being done by local Christian pastors out in the outlying areas.
Their partners skirt anti-conversion troubles by charging a small fee to register people for a scripture listening program.
The money doesn't cover the cost of the scripture listening kit, but by having them pay something, just a token fee, just something that puts value on that particular piece of equipment, then they cannot be accused of being engaged in conversion processes. People could pray that God would actually protect these outreaches from the attention of the Hindu militants.
Next, Transworld Radio recently launched a new adventure in radio programming to combat the HIV/AIDS pandemic in Africa. It combines a unique curriculum, on-the-ground training, and oral mass media. Youth pastors throughout Mozambique, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Uganda will be trained to teach a curriculum called It Takes Courage, and TWR is producing radio dramas to parallel the training materials. The program has the potential to reach 2 million youth over the next 5 years. And New Tribes Mission reports success in a Papua New Guinea New Testament translation project that lasted 7 years. The completed efforts arrived in the form of 1,500 copies of a beautifully bound Asengseng New Testament. The New Testaments will soon be on their way for a two-month voyage to West New Britain in Papua New Guinea. Their arrival will herald a joyous celebration for 10 Asengseng churches who are eagerly waiting to get the new book in their hands. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that will provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.